Tuesday, October 15th. I love fifth hour because Chloe, Zoe, and I get to work as library shelving assistants, LSAs. Some kids think the library is a quiet and boring place where only dorks and nerds hang out, but we always have a blast. We put books back on the shelves. We answer the library telephone. Is this Joe's bar? Could you please page my friend and need a bath for a hairy stanky guy? We put out new magazines. I can't believe they got back together again. Ooh, smell this perfume sample. OMG, he is so hot. We authorize bathroom passes. Okay, we just need to complete some paperwork first. I need your name, grade, date of birth, and whether you plan to go number one, number two, or both. And our librarian, Mrs. Peach, is super nice. On Friday, she bakes us these humongous double chocolate chip cookies with walnuts. Yummy! I was a little surprised when Mrs. Peach gave me a note saying I was supposed to report to the office immediately. My parents were there waiting for me. They were picking me up from school early because they wanted me to attend the funeral of a Mr. Wilbur Roach, a local retired businessman and former president of the Westchester Exterminators Association. I couldn't believe that was actually his real name. Poor guy. My parents and I had never met him, but since exterminators from all over the state were going to be there with their families, Dad thought it might be a good idea if we attended too. I was like, just great. And as if that wasn't bad enough, I had to listen to Dad's Pure Disco 3 CD the whole drive there and back. By the time I'd heard the song Shake Your Groove Thing for the 39th consecutive time, I wanted to jump out of the car window into oncoming traffic. It goes, shake your groove thing, shake your groove thing, yeah, yeah. And then you just repeat those words 1,962 times until the song is over. The whole experience ended up being very traumatic for me. I was also upset because I had a very bad case of hiccups. Extremely loud ones. During the memorial service, Mom kept giving me this dirty look like I was hiccuping on purpose or something. But I honestly couldn't help it. And this guy named Mr. Hubert Dinkle got really choked up while he was up there giving the eulogy. Mom said it was because Wilbur Roach was his best friend. I think my hiccups must have gotten on his nerves or something, because he stopped right in the middle of his speech, gave me the evil eye, and growled. I am so not lying. He actually growled at me. Mere words cannot express my grief over the loss of my dearly departed friend Will. My hiccups were driving everyone nuts. I was waiting for Wilbur Roach to sit up and yell at me too. Dagnabbit, child! Your dang hiccups are loud enough to wake the dead! Although that would have totally freaked me out. Mainly because he was supposed to be, like, you know, dead. Anyway, my hiccups kept getting worse. Then Mr. Dinkle got an attitude and acted pretty rude about the whole thing. After Mr. Dinkle practically scared me to death and made me drink a big glass of water in front of everyone, my hiccups finally stopped, which was a good thing. I always wondered why they kept a pitcher of water up there next to the podium like that. Who would have thunk it was for an emergency cure for a case of hiccups? After all the drama at that funeral, I'm pretty sure Mom and Dad won't be dragging me to another one anytime soon. Thank goodness for that. My only worry now is that since Mr. Dinkle is super old and a part-time church organist, I might unexpectedly run into him again at some point in the future. And then he'll give me a really hard time for ruining his speech. Mr. Dinkle's revenge at the gates to heaven. Well, well, who do we have here? It's Little Miss Hiccups. I hope you're not expecting me to let you in.